Pet practice test. Listening paper. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. What is the date of the wedding?
I'm really looking forward to Meg's wedding.
So am I. It's on the 29th, isn't it?
I thought it was on the 28th, because the 29th is a Sunday. It's my husband's birthday, and we're going out with some friends.
Yes, you're right. And Monday is the 30th, and that's when I start my new job.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What is the man going to buy?
2. I'm going into town for some new shoes. Can I get you anything?
Oh, yes, please. I need a couple of books for college. Is that okay?
Yes, of course. There's a big bookshop opposite the music shop, isn't there?
That's right. Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Now listen again.
I'm going into town for some new shoes. Can I get you anything?
Oh, yes, please. I need a couple of books for college. Is that okay?
Yes, of course. There's a big bookshop opposite the music shop, isn't there?
That's right. Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Two. What did the woman do last night?
There was an interesting documentary on TV last night.
Yes, I read about it in the newspaper, but I didn't see it. I was at Sarah's party. Why weren't you there?
I was too tired to go out last night, but I'm fine today. Do you want to go to the cinema this evening?
Okay, I'll meet you there at 8.
Now listen again.
There was an interesting documentary on TV last night.
Yes, I read about it in the newspaper, but I didn't see it. I was at Sarah's party. Why weren't you there?
I was too tired to go out last night, but I'm fine today. Do you want to go to the cinema this evening?
Okay, I'll meet you there at 8.
Three. How does the man usually travel to work?
You're late today, Peter. What happened?
I took the bus because there was a problem with the trains. I think one of the stations was closed.
You should cycle like I do. It's healthy, and I'm never late for work.
Now listen again.
You're late today, Peter. What happened?
I took the bus because there was a problem with the trains. I think one of the stations was closed.
You should cycle like I do. It's healthy, And I'm never late for work.
Four. Where do the woman's grandparents live?
Are you going to visit your grandparents in London this year?
They've moved. They decided the city was too busy.
Really? Have they gone to the country?
Well, they thought about buying a farm, but then they found a lovely little house by the sea, so they bought that. They're really happy there.
Now listen again.
Are you going to visit your grandparents in London this year?
They've moved. They decided the city was too busy.
Really? Have they gone to the country?
Well, they thought about buying a farm, but then they found a lovely little house by the sea, so they bought that. They're really happy there.
Five. What was the weather like yesterday?
Many roads are still closed after yesterday's bad weather. There will be even more rain today. This evening, there will be strong winds too, so please only drive if you have to. And that's not the end of the bad weather. There will be heavy snow towards the end of next month.
Now listen again.
Many roads are still closed after yesterday's bad weather. There will be even more rain today. This evening, there will be strong winds too, so please only drive if you have to. And that's not the end of the bad weather. There will be heavy snow towards the end of next month.
Six. What will the man send in the post?
I'm taking some letters to the post office. Do you want me to take anything for you?
I want to send a book to my friend in Canada, but the parcel isn't ready yet.
That's okay. I don't mind waiting. I need to write a postcard to my cousin in France.
Now listen again.
I'm taking some letters to the post office. Do you want me to take anything for you?
I want to send a book to my friend in Canada, but the parcel isn't ready yet.
That's okay. I don't mind waiting. I need to write a postcard to my cousin in France.
Seven. What did the thieves take?
Police believe the thieves escaped in a small blue car, but no other details have been given. At first, it was believed that three paintings and some money were taken from the gallery, but the money was later discovered on the floor by the exit. Police are asking people with any information to come forward.
Now listen again.
Police believe the thieves escaped in a small blue car, but no other details have been given. At first, it was believed that three paintings and some money were taken from the gallery, but the money was later discovered on the floor by the exit. Police are asking people with any information to come forward.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a man on the radio talking about a new leisure centre. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
It's good news for people in the area, as a new leisure centre is being opened here next month. It is just outside town, near Epsom Forest, but don't worry, it won't be difficult to get to. There will be buses travelling there every half an hour from the town centre, and there's also a large car park. There are plans to build a nearby cinema complex and bowling alley in a few years' time, so watch out for that. The leisure centre will be offering courses for swimmers of all ages and at all levels, and these will be taken by qualified, experienced teachers. Courses will be available on weekdays and on Saturdays only. The facilities themselves include an Olympic-sized swimming pool where scuba diving and swimming courses for more advanced swimmers will take place. Classes for beginners will be taken in the smaller training pool. The gym is large, with a variety of equipment to suit everybody. You can join the gym for 3 months, 6 months, or for 1 year. All members will be offered a free 1 hour session with a trained instructor. The instructor will give advice on what equipment you should start with. After 1 month, you can pay for a second session with another instructor to find out how your fitness has improved or if you have any questions. Outside, there are tennis courts, football pitches, and an athletics track. The centre is proud to say that local schools will be using the athletics track in June and July. Courses will also be available for children during the summer holidays. You can hire the tennis courts and football pitches at any time on any day, including weekends, but please make sure you book them. For the courts, you will only need to book a few days before you want to play. But please book your football pitch at least 1 month in advance, as these are going to be very popular with local teams. And finally, the food in the cafe is going to be of an extremely high quality and will include a range of hot and cold healthy snacks, such as soup and sandwiches. There are also a number of machines around the centre where you can buy other healthy snacks. Sorry, there will be no chocolate, crisps or fizzy drinks on sale anywhere at any time in the building. Unfortunately, we won't be providing bigger meals just yet, although there are plans for extending the menu to include lunches in the near future.
Now listen again.
It's good news for people in the area, as a new leisure centre is being opened here next month. It is just outside town, near Epsom Forest, but don't worry, it won't be difficult to get to. There will be buses travelling there every half an hour from the town centre, and there's also a large car park. There are plans to build a nearby cinema complex and bowling alley in a few years' time, so watch out for that. The leisure centre will be offering courses for swimmers of all ages and at all levels, and these will be taken by qualified, experienced teachers. Courses will be available on weekdays and on Saturdays only. The facilities themselves include an Olympic-sized swimming pool where scuba diving and swimming courses for more advanced swimmers will take place. Classes for beginners will be taken in the smaller training pool. The gym is large, with a variety of equipment to suit everybody. You can join the gym for 3 months, 6 months, or for 1 year. All members will be offered a free 1 hour session with a trained instructor. The instructor will give advice on what equipment you should start with. After 1 month, you can pay for a second session with another instructor to find out how your fitness has improved or if you have any questions. Outside, there are tennis courts, football pitches, and an athletics track. The centre is proud to say that local schools will be using the athletics track in June and July. Courses will also be available for children during the summer holidays. You can hire the tennis courts and football pitches at any time on any day, including weekends, but please make sure you book them. For the courts, you will only need to book a few days before you want to play. But please book your football pitch at least 1 month in advance, as these are going to be very popular with local teams. And finally, the food in the cafe is going to be of an extremely high quality and will include a range of hot and cold healthy snacks, such as soup and sandwiches. There are also a number of machines around the centre where you can buy other healthy snacks. Sorry, there will be no chocolate, crisps or fizzy drinks on sale anywhere at any time in the building. Unfortunately, we won't be providing bigger meals just yet, although there are plans for extending the menu to include lunches in the near future.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a tour guide talking to a group of people at an art gallery. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part three.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Oracle Art Gallery. My name is Emma Green, and I'm your guide for this morning's tour. I'm pleased to show you around this wonderful gallery. The tour begins at 10:30 and finishes at about 12:30, so that's about 2 hours. For those that are interested, the next tour is shorter, beginning at 2 p.m. and ending at 3:30. Now, I'd like to make some general points about what the gallery has to offer. There is a large and permanent collection of modern art here. There are also exhibitions throughout the year by different artists. Exhibitions are held on level 2 of the gallery and usually last between 2 and 4 months. There are also regular videos or slideshows shown at weekends. And that's not all. We hold talks by local artists. These are given twice a month in room 5 on level 3. And if you'd like to do a course in painting, local artists often come to the gallery and teach people of all abilities. For a list of dates of events and courses through the year, plus details about times and tickets, please ask at reception. The Oracle Restaurant is on level 4 and is open for morning coffee, lunch and afternoon tea daily. It is also open for dinner on Friday evenings. You might like to visit the shop after you have looked at the exhibition. The shop has a great selection of books and is located on the ground floor opposite the reception desk. There are also hundreds of postcards and posters of famous paintings, as well as gifts and art materials. Right, that's all for now, so let's begin the tour.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Oracle Art Gallery. My name is Emma Green, and I'm your guide for this morning's tour. I'm pleased to show you around this wonderful gallery. The tour begins at 10:30 and finishes at about 12:30, so that's about 2 hours. For those that are interested, the next tour is shorter, beginning at 2 p.m. and ending at 3:30. Now, I'd like to make some general points about what the gallery has to offer. There is a large and permanent collection of modern art here. There are also exhibitions throughout the year by different artists. Exhibitions are held on level 2 of the gallery and usually last between 2 and 4 months. There are also regular videos or slideshows shown at weekends. And that's not all. We hold talks by local artists. These are given twice a month in room 5 on level 3. And if you'd like to do a course in painting, local artists often come to the gallery and teach people of all abilities. For a list of dates of events and courses through the year, plus details about times and tickets, please ask at reception. The Oracle Restaurant is on level 4 and is open for morning coffee, lunch, and afternoon tea daily. It is also open for dinner on Friday evenings. You might like to visit the shop after you have looked at the exhibition. The shop has a great selection of books and is located on the ground floor opposite the reception desk. There are also hundreds of postcards and posters of famous paintings, as well as gifts and art materials. Right, that's all for now. So let's begin the tour.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a woman, Liz, and a man, Michael, about a holiday. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4.
Hi, Liz. Where have you been?
At the travel agent's.
Oh, yes? Are you going anywhere nice?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking of going on holiday on my own next summer, but I'm a bit nervous. I might be lonely.
But lots of people travel on their own these days, and they all feel like you. So it won't be hard to make friends. My cousin's just got back from a trip to South America. He met lots of people and had a great time. Are you worried about anything else?
I suppose I'm worried about going somewhere where I don't speak the language. What if I have a problem and I can't tell anyone about it? What would I do then?
Well, you could go somewhere where they speak English, such as Australia, New Zealand, or America. But why don't you practice one of your languages? You're pretty good at French and Spanish, aren't you?
Yes, and I speak some German too.
Well, you could go to lots of places then. Have you thought about getting a job while you're there? You could teach English maybe, or work on a children's camp. Then you wouldn't have to worry about accommodation.
I did think about doing that, but I've been studying really hard lately, and I just want to have a holiday.
I know what you mean. It would be great to just relax on the beach after the exams, wouldn't it?
Yes. I'd like to try some new sports, actually, like climbing or paragliding or something. So I'd prefer to go somewhere where I can do that.
Well, A lot of people go on holidays like that by themselves, so that's probably a good idea. Why don't you have a look on the internet for some ideas?
Good idea. Thanks for your advice, Michael.
No problem.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Liz. Where have you been?
At the travel agent's.
Oh, yes? Are you going anywhere nice?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking of going on holiday on my own next summer, but I'm a bit nervous. I might be lonely.
But lots of people travel on their own these days, and they all feel like you. So it won't be hard to make friends. My cousin's just got back from a trip to South America. He met lots of people and had a great time. Are you worried about anything else?
I suppose I'm worried about going somewhere where I don't speak the language. What if I have a problem and I can't tell anyone about it? What would I do then?
Well, you could go somewhere where they speak English, such as Australia, New Zealand, or America. But why don't you practice one of your languages? You're pretty good at French and Spanish, aren't you?
Yes, and I speak some German too.
Well, you could go to lots of places then. Have you thought about getting a job while you're there? You could teach English, maybe, or work on a children's camp. Then you wouldn't have to worry about accommodation.
I did think about doing that, but I've been studying really hard lately, and I just want to have a holiday.
I know what you mean. It would be great to just relax on the beach after the exams, wouldn't it?
Yes. I'd like to try some new sports, actually, like climbing or paragliding or something. So I'd prefer to go somewhere where I can do that.
Well, a lot of people go on holidays like that by themselves, so that's probably a good idea. Why don't you have a look on the internet for some ideas?
Good idea. Thanks for your advice, Michael.
No problem.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.